USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United States provided Ukraine with intelligence that helped Kyiv attack and sink the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, the Moskva. But the United States is not providing details to target Russian military leaders. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
As the nation wrangles with abortion in America, President Biden's support of abortion is his right as a child of God.
I said, I believe I have the rights that I have, not because the government gave them to me, which you believe, but because I'm just a child of God, I exist.
Biden made the remarks on Wednesday as he discussed the leak of a draft of a Supreme Court decision that could overturn Roe v. Wade and put abortion law onto the state level. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
Over 260 travel industry and business organizations are calling on the Biden administration to end its COVID testing requirement for vaccinated international passengers to enter the United States. The travel industry has taken a hit over the last 2 years due to the pandemic and emerging variants. Where do we stand with Title 42 at the U.S.-Mexico border? Tim Berg reports.
Most Americans don't want former President Trump's Title 42 policy to end. It allows border officials to turn away illegal immigrants who have reached the United States if there is a public health crisis. According to a new CNN poll, 57% believe it should remain in place. Nearly three-quarters of Americans have little or no confidence that the Biden administration would be able to handle an increase of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. A Louisiana judge temporarily blocked lifting Title 42 due to President Joe Biden's lack of a clear plan.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On Thursday, the Standard & Poor's 500 tumbled with more than 95% of its companies losing. The NASDAQ 100 suffered the same pain for investors. The tense benchmark dropped about 5%, wiping out big gains this week.
That's up for the Department of Justice and others to determine. What our focus is on is not getting our distracted or our eye off the ball of what is most important to people across the country here, which is not the leak and the story of the leak. It is the fact that women's health care is at risk for millions of people across this country.
The White House is not interested in how the first known information leak took place at the nation's highest court. The giant fence recently put up around the Supreme Court is not for blocking MAGA supporters. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona, on Newsmax Thursday says Democrats will encourage civil disorder because they worship at the altar of abortion.
So you leak it, and you're not leaking it for any other reason than to put pressure on justices to change the way they are considering voting on this opinion. So they write an opinion, you're going to leak it, and you're going to distract from the Biden's horrific policies and basically give the only thing that the Democrats are going to be able to talk about in this midterm, and it's what they want to talk about most of all because they worship at the altar of abortion, and they want to talk about abortion. So, of course, they're going to lionize this person, and they're going to encourage riots and threats and civil disorder.
My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.